going to start the next round of questions with Tyler, and we're going to use one that was submitted by the audience. What have you done to prepare yourself for serving on the city council?
Yeah, actually, I've taken Wednesday, Thursday, Friday vacation. I've actually been down here at City Hall. I've talked to the police chief. I've talked to Peggy Steffensmeyer, Driscoll. I went and toured the water facilities already, distribution, and the out by Montrose where they actually purify all the water. Toured that. I sat down, had a good conversation with Varley. So I'm becoming accompanied with the people that I'm going to be working hand in hand with. I've gotten a hard copy of the budget, and I've been going over that to see where all of the different hotel, motel tax and stuff like that, which buckets those fall into, to better understand city government, because the money all has a name on it when it comes in for the budget. And understanding that stuff is a big key, I think, for city council, and that's what I've been doing. Thank you.
Kevin, the question, you're on the city council, but if you want to, you can, how you prepare for being on the city council.
First of all, there is a learning curve. It took me two and a half years to really, what I want to say, exhale, you know, be acclimated with everything and accustomed to the budget hearings, your commissions you're on, your workshops you have to come to. And hopefully with my experience that will continue, you know, to bring things forward, help the city continue to move forward on everything that has been. And I'll be honest, there's times up here you get glared at, you know. We have the same 8 or 10 people come to a council meeting. I encourage everybody that has called me on any issue, please come to the council meeting. I'll take your issue to the council meeting. I appreciate you calling me. I appreciate you talking to me. It's a 24/7 job, basically, is how I feel about it. So, you can be approached going down the aisle at Fairway or walking out of church, or, I was in the middle of Amigos here a month ago and somebody, stopped me. Hey, you got time to talk? Well, how am I not supposed to say no when I'm the elected official and, the taxpayer dollars that, giving us a little compensation to be on the council. But like I said, you do sit up here and sweat bullets sometimes, and do you make the right decisions? I voted no for something, and, somebody else voted yes. We still walk out the door together, as I previously explained when we got there. So hopefully my experience, and we can continue on with that. We got some changes coming on council. So, and I look forward to that.
Rebecca, how have you prepared for serving on the city council?
Well, first part is my overall experience in my career. So I've worked for the last 11 years in the state of Iowa. I've been directly responsible and part of the construction of the new prison, as well as making budgetary decisions that affect our daily operations. So I'm very familiar with government at the state level. I have interaction in government on the federal level. I serve on the Fort Madison Housing Board of Commissioners, in which we make multi-million dollar decisions all of the time that affect the housing for our elderly and low-income people in the city of Fort Madison. In fact, we actually go out to Washington, D.C. just about every year to lobby for those funds. So I'm familiar with the political process. I'm familiar with the budgetary issues and what it takes to do that. Now, as far as specifically for the city council, I do a lot of research. I read, I talk to people, I make sure that everything that we are reading and using for evidence or using is evidence-based and verifiable. I don't believe in making decisions based on Facebook posts or social media. So I think that they need to be verifiable, fact-based, and preferably peer-reviewed.
Chris, how have you prepared for running for city council?
Here's a loaded question. I've dealt with probably so many different federal agencies over the course of the years with both of my careers, my current and my past career. My biggest, for the city council, my biggest learning curve was just before I ran for mayor's seat against Brad Randolph 2 years ago. I got a big eye-opening awakening on how things actually did. And I kind of have to echo Kevin for a minute, is that after that, I actually started going to a lot of these workshops and all that, and you learn a different spectrum of the council that most people don't get to see. So it's prepared me on how I needed to run my campaign, what I need to do, and how I need to fight to improve our city and make our city better. Will you get it right all the time? Probably not. But if you take everything you've learned, such as I have, and you follow it step by step by step, and you're willing to go to bat, most of the time, you're going to come out ahead, and the citizens are going to come out ahead.
Yeah, I don't need to question again. I think that I wouldn't be just now trying to figure out a way to talk to my constituents. You know, that I would have had that off the bat, right off the day one. You know, as I go around and knock on doors and talk to people, you know, that's the thing that a lot of people say that they've seen in the past. You know, they don't see that anymore so much as, you know, that personal touch. And I know that there's some people up in the council or on the council now that feel that they have a touch, but I believe that there's a lot of groups out there that, you know, that most of the cities don't run in those groups, you know, or run in those clubs or whatever. So, you know, I think that I think that everybody needs a fair playing field, and you need to listen to the will of the people. And I don't think this job will be too hard. You know, you do what they tell you to do. You work for them, period. I think that that's a lot of people forget that they've been in government too long. That's it.